Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Vayelach, we're going to have five Divrei Torah. Very short Parsha, but very inspiring and important and impactful. Full of Musar Parsha. We are coming close to the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And that is indeed going to be the focus of many of the interactions between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, who will be replacing him, and Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. We are going to start at the beginning of the Parsha. It says as follows, Vayelech Moshe Vayidaber Sadrim Ha'ela Al Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and he spoke. And the question is, why does it have to say Vayelech Moshe and he spoke? Where is he going that it needs to stress that word Vayelech Moshe? So there are commentaries explained that right after the following Parshias, we have a new covenant entered into between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and everyone went back to their tents, to their abodes. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is going through the camp and coming close to his death. He's going to be saying farewell to everybody, or is going to be consoling Klal Yisrael upon his death. Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Sefer Tamvadas takes a different approach. He says as follows, why does it say Vayelach? A beautiful, beautiful message here. He says, V'nira l'ramez ba. It's teaching us a lesson, a hint. It's hinting at an important lesson that when we have a leader, the real influence and inspiration that the leader has on the people who are following him, that's through their actions. Be'etzem hisnaguso. Even more than the words that they speak is the actions that they take. Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Navi, and he had so much to share with Klal Yisrael, but what he really represented through his actions is shleimus, perfection, and dveikus d'Hashem, and having that close connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was indeed symbolized through all of his actions. So even more important than the words is the Pasuk is telling us, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went. What were the people watching? Yes, they were listening to his words, but even more so, they're watching how he acted. Same with the parent, that even more important than the words, words are important, but the actions speak greater than words. That's a phrase that we use. Actions are stronger than words. And that's what we're seeing in a leader of Klal Yisrael, leader here, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayelech. It's those actions that really influence and inspire. And the same applies when we have teachers. Teachers really inspire more through their actions than what they say. If thinking back when I was a kid, I don't remember that much that the teacher said, but how they acted or acted properly or improperly, typically properly, that is really what has a tremendous impact on us. And we can just look around at people in the minyanim that we are at, in the shuls that we daven in society, and there are those that don't act so properly, and those can have a negative influence on us, or at least we want to distance ourselves from them. But really, there are those that have unbelievable midos, and those are the people that should really be inspiring us and have an influence on us. I'll just tell a quick story that happened this morning. I was learning with a chavrutza, and I saw sitting a couple tables over. It was after davening, very long davening, after slichos and laning. So it was a very long davening. We started at 5:15, and we finished approximately at 7:15, so 2 hours. And sitting by us, quietly waiting for something apparently, but it wasn't sure, it was a certain individual who runs a real estate company, and he runs a tremendous nonprofit. And he was sitting there for a good 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, I don't know, and I was wondering what he was waiting for, because he's a busy person. And it turned out that he was waiting for my chavrusa, and he had this unbelievable action. I mean, his midos were tremendous. Usually people, when they want to get something done, they'll come and they'll interrupt a chavrus and they say, you know, just give me 20 seconds. I just want to speak with you. And that was not what he did. He represented, he followed in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayelech Moshe, the unbelievable actions, the unbelievable midos. That's what the example was to Klal Yisrael. And here we have this great individual sitting a couple tables away, didn't want to interrupt our learning, and he waited a good 20. It was at least 20. Actually, it was much longer than 20 minutes. It was more than 20 minutes. And there he was sitting waiting because, in his view and correctly, don't interrupt a chavrusa. And that's something that I learned, and everyone hopefully listening, you can listen to learn as well through those actions. That is Vayelech. That is looking at somebody who has tremendous, amazing midos. That is definitely something to learn from. That is the message of this week's parsha. The first word, Vayelech. The stresses our actions speak louder than words, as we see from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we are going to move forward to our second of our Torah, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. I'm not going to read first Tesayin. So it says as follows, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hincha Shochevi Mavosecha. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you will be passing away with your avos, with your ancestors, Vekam Ha'amazeh. And I have bad news for you. This nation, Klal Yisrael, is going to arise. Vezana Acharei Olehei Nechar, and they're going to go after Nechar Ars, they're going to go after the idols, the deities of the land. It's not going to be a pretty situation. They're going to leave the Bris, the covenant that we entered into. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu continues and says, Vachara Api Bo Bayom Ahu Va'azav Tim, and I'm going to get upset. I'm going to leave them. V'istarti Panai Mehem, and I will hide my countenance. I'm going to hide my face from them. That's Hastaras Panim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk continues, I actually read it in the English, and I will conceal my face from them, and they will become prey, and many evils and distresses will encounter it. Klal Yisrael is going to have a lot of difficult time when you don't adhere to the Torah, and you go after the deities of the land, idolatry. That's not a good thing. It doesn't have to be literally be idolatry, but go after values, other values that are not Torah values. And the pasuk says, "V'kiri mitzauni haraos ha'ele." There's going to be tzoras. There's going to be tzoras. That's the next pasuk right before that. Actually, it says, "Mitzauhu raos raos rabos v'tzoras." It's going to be terrible distress. Terrible tzoras will encounter Klal Yisrael. So indeed, there's a gemara in Chagiga on these words that they'll have tzoras rabos v'raos, great many evil tzoras will encounter, attack Klal Yisrael. So there's a gemara in Chagiga that says as follows, something a little bit cryptic, but we'll try to explain it. What is ra'os v'tzaros? What is the meaning of evils and distresses? So Rav comes and tells us in the Gemara, ra'os shenasa tzarazolazo. It's talking about different evils that will compound and conflict with one another. What does that mean? Kagon zibura v'akrav. It brings an example, the bites of a wasp and a scorpion, those conflict with one another. So what does that mean? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah explains that when somebody has a bite, we have two different bites here. One is a wasp and one is a scorpion. They have to be treated in different and not only different ways, but conflicting ways. One has to be treated with hot water. One has to be treated with cold water. If you have those bites right in the same place, we have no way to remedy to the situation because one needs hot, one needs cold, and the one that needs cold, the hot is going to hurt it, and the one that needs hot, the cold is going to hurt it. So we have these two conflicting tzuras, these two conflicting evils, and we don't have a cure because the cures for each are the opposite of the other one. So we don't have a remedy, and indeed, that's what our pasuk is telling us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings these evils and distresses upon us, it's talking about evils that conflict. And we have, accordingly, no remedy for it. So Rav Moshe Sternbach, again, in his Tam Vadas, comes and explains what's going on here. We have a remedy of the situation of the Matzav, of Klal Yisrael in Golos nowadays. And on the one hand, he explains that we have two evils. We have we're attacked in two conflicting ways. On the one hand, the Umas Ha'olam, the nations of the world, they tell us that we can't be by ourselves and leading our own independent lives and have our own hanhagos and minhagim and way of life and our own set of laws. That doesn't work for them. We need to come and assimilate. We need to come be part of them. And indeed, there are people that take that and they do that and they are lost to oblivion. But we're not going to focus on that. That's where Moshe Sternbach does mention that. But the focus here is that on the one hand, the Umas Olam, the nations of the world say you need to become part of us. You need to become assimilated into us and integrated. We'll use the word integrated as opposed to assimilated. On the other hand, they also make the opposite claims that you guys are coming and you are coming and integrating and becoming part of us, our society, and you're becoming wealthy on our behalf and you're using our systems and our benefits and the like that in a legal way. And we want you to stay out. We don't want you to become integrated into society. So on the one hand, they make this claim, become integrated. On the other hand, don't become integrated. You do see that as well a little bit in Israeli society that people say the Haredim have to be integrated, becomes a part of society. And then on the other hand, they're not integrated because they're not given jobs and the like. So unfortunately, we have that not only from the non-Jews of the world making those claims against the Jews of the world, but we also have that in our very own country. And that is what is umetzauchu tzaros rabos v'aros. We are going to be found and we'll have this tzuris, this great tzuris, this evil tzuris will encounter us in conflicting claims against us. And it's just a no-win situation, apparently. And the bottom line, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, is that our only solution is a couple psukim later, pasuk yutes, that it says as follows. I'll read it in the English. So now, write this song for yourselves. It's talking about write down the Torah, adhere to the Torah, and teach it to the children of Israel. Place it in their mouths so that this song shall be for me a witness against the children of Israel. Tekisfuli es hashirazo. So write the Torah. In other words, he says our solution, whatever the claims against us, integrate, don't integrate, we have to adhere to the requirements of the Torah. And if we adhere to the requirements of the Torah, if we're makayim to the Torah, we will be successful in getting through the galos, getting through the difficult exile that we are in amongst the non-Jewish nations of the world. So that's where we have it in a nutshell, just to get back to our pasuk, that we will have tzuris, there is tzuris, conflicting tzuris, and apparently there's no solution. But bottom line, how do we have to act? Is we have to adhere to the requirements of the Torah. V'atokisfu lachem es hashira hazot, and adhere to it. That is what's going to keep us surviving and thriving. Now we are moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3. We're going to build on this concept of hastaras panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding his face from us, hiding his countenance from us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally concealing my face from them. That's what the pasuk says. So if we look in the Pesukim, this is Dvar Torah number 3, we're in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pesukim, Yud Zayin, Yud Chet. It says as follows, Va'amar b'yom al-hu ha'lo al-kein ein al-kai b'kirbi. When there's a lot of tzuris that we just talked about in Klal Yisrael, we're going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. And the next pasuk then repeats right before this. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mastir, conceal his face, and we say all the tzuris is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. Vanochi astar astir panai bayom hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I'm going to really hide my face. That's why the double language astir astir panai bayom hu al kol harasher asa, for all the evil that Klal Yisrael has done. Ki pana el elohim achirim, because Klal Yisrael has turned to other gods. There are no other gods, but they believe that there were. So the question is as follows. If we look at these psukim, it says, Klal Yisrael says, Al kein ein elo hai bikirbi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in our midst. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's the case, I'm going to double down and I'm going to double conceal myself. It doesn't seem to make sense. Klal Yisrael is acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. Is that a bad thing or is that a positive thing? We would think that it's a positive thing. It's an acknowledgement that we're saying that all this evil has befallen upon us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. So why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then punish us even more with the double haster astir, with the double concealment of who he is? So in fact, the Rebbe Bunim Mipshischa says that, truth be told, when a Jew, or when the Jewish nation says, Al Kain Ein Elokai B'Kirbi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in our midst, that in itself is a sin. That is a sinful thought to say God is not with me. Because we have to believe and we have to know that even at a time of tzuris, even at the time of the worst tzuris, we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our midst. As we say, Imo Anochi B'Tzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, even in our time of sorrow, maybe even especially in our time of sorrow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and we should never have the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left us, he has gone away from us. And accordingly, in the Pasuk, in Pasuk Yudzayim, when it says, V'amar b'yom ahu halo, Al-kein ein elokai b'kirbi, it's because God is not with us. That is a sinful thing to say, because we should have emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. And that's why the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a midah keneged midah. It is a fit punishment that when Klal Yisrael really believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left, the midah keneged midah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will double down and conceal himself from us even more with Anochi Haster Astir Panai. So that's why when we say Al Kain in Keres Pasuk Yudzayin Al Kain and Al Kai Bir Kibi, indeed that is a sinful thought, and that's why it's a Mida Kenegan Mida in the Pasuk Anochi Haster Astir Panai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indeed double down and hide his countenance from us. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 4, and then maybe we answered this one already, but we'll say it anyway. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, V'histarti, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will conceal himself from us. And then in Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, Anochi Haster Astir Panai, it says the double language. So the Chidush Arim says as follows. Actually, it is a little bit different, so it's we maybe answered it, but it's not exactly what we said. So the Chidush Arim, very interesting, it says, if we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealing himself from us, that is not really a concealing from us, because we know what's going on. It's not such a big deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know you're concealed, but we know you're with us, really. Because if that's the case, if we know what's really going on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're concealing yourself from us, but we know you're with us, that is easy. We feel the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's easy for us to be closer to do tshuva. We have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, when the situation is really bad, and what is really problematic is as follows, She'en Yodin Kahesterhu. When we don't even know that the situation and the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealing himself, but rather we think this is the norm, this is the Minag Shel Olam. This is how it is. We're here, God's not involved. We don't even have that feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealing himself. We don't even know that. That's, we're in oblivion. We don't have that connection to God. We don't even know that we should be inspired to be chozer b'tshuva, because we don't feel at all that connection. And that is indeed a much worse situation. That's why in Pasuk Yud Zayin it says, V'histarti, I'll hide myself from them. But if they know that I'm simply hiding, that's not the situation. That's not such a punishment. There'll be misora b'tshuva. That's going to make it easy for them. And when really we should be punished is we shouldn't even have that feeling. We're not going to have that feeling of having a Kadosh Baruch Hu simply concealing. We're not going to even know the concealment is going on. And that's why it says in Pasuk Yud Ches, Astir, the Hester Gufa, I'm going to hide my concealment. My concealment will be concealed. That is the real punishment that we may feel. That is the explanation of the Chidush Arim, the double language. And now we're moving forward to Dvar Torah number 5, the last of our Torah for this week's Parsha. And it's when Moshe Rabbeinu, towards the end of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is, again, we said he's coming close to passing away. And it says in the Pasuk as follows, Ki anochi yadati es meriacha, I know, talking to Klal Yisrael, your rebellion, vet arpacha kasha, and I know your stubbornness. And he says as follows, Hen be'odeni chai imachem ayom mamrim ayisim im Hashem, I know that today, even when I was alive, you were difficult, stubborn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hen bo'deni chai, that's when I was alive. Va'afki achrei mosi, it will be that case, and even stronger if it's when I'm not here to give you your rebuke, to give you moser. You were difficult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were very stubborn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Surely that will be the case after I pass away. I'm going to read that in the English so it's clear. For I know your rebelliousness and your stiff neck. This is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael, exhorting them at the end of his life. Behold, while I'm still alive with you today, you have been rebels against Hashem, and surely after my death. It's a kal vachomer. If you have misbehaved, if you've been difficult and stubborn with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when I was alive and when I was guiding you and giving you musar and giving you hadrach, giving you direction, when I'm not around, certainly it's going to be a more difficult situation. So there's an interesting Maharsha in Sanhedrin that asks on this. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, kal vachomer, if you didn't behave when I'm alive, certainly it's going to be much worse when I pass away. So there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about Reb Zeira. And Rabbi Zeira, he would be Mekarev the Biryone. Biryone were bandits, lawless people, wayward individuals that didn't have Torah knowledge. And he really made an effort to be Chozer Machzir them to Teshuvah, to bring them back into the fold. And when Rabbi Zeira passed away, they said as follows, while Rabbi Zeira was still alive, he would request Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy on these bandits. And now that he has passed away, who will ask mercy for us? And that is what really brought them back to do tshuva. They had hirhurei tshuva in their hearts. They did tshuva, and that's what brought them back. So we see here what seems to conflict. This is what the Maharsha says, that on the one hand, we have Rabbi Zeira, that when he was alive, he was making efforts, and he made some inroads to them. But what really turned them around is when he passed away, they said, now we really need to behave. Now we need to do tshuva. On the other hand, we have Moshe Rabbeinu saying the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you misbehave when I was alive, certainly after I pass away, you're going to be misbehaved. But we see from Rabbi Zeira that his passing away indeed improved the people. It didn't make them worse. So where is Moshe Rabbeinu getting this Kal Vachomer that they're going to get worse when he passes away? So truth be told, and this is the response of Rav Moshe Sternbach, the people, the Klal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with, and upon whom he said they're going to get worse after I passed away, were very different, have very different character traits from the bandits that Rabbi Zeira was teaching, that when he passed away, they indeed improved and did not get worse. And he says as follows, there's no steer here, there's no contradiction here between what we saw by Rabbi Zeira and what we see the claim of Moshe Rabbeinu that they're going to get worse when he passes away. Why? Because who was Moshe Rabbeinu dealing with? He was dealing with the Dor HaMidbar, the generation in the Midbar, in the desert. They were not bandits who did not have Torah knowledge, but rather they had a lot of Torah knowledge. They had tremendous Torah knowledge, but their flaw was Amkshe Oref. They were a stubborn people, and because of that, and we talk Sha'akshanim Bedata, because they were so stuck in their ways, they were so stubborn in their views, Hayu Af B'Moshe, Akshanim Hayu, Af B'Moshe Lo Yiminu, V'Yachazu B'Dvar, so they did not even believe in Moshe, they didn't follow properly Moshe Rabbeinu, because they were in their ways and stuck in their ways and inflexible in their ways. So Bavandai Shabamos Moshe Yoser Yachbidu Libam. So certainly when Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, they'll get even stubborner and not listen to Hashem. Why? Because there's no Moshe Rabbeinu to give them rebuke. This concept and this midah of being a stubborn person is a terrible midah, because people don't take input from others because they think they're right and they have some knowledge, and it's impossible to get them off of their path. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with. So if that's that, they're that way when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive. When he passes away and is not able to make any inroads to them because he's not there to give them tochacha, to give them rebuke, certainly they're going to get worse. On the other hand, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, when it comes to Rabbi Zeira, who was dealing with this biryoni, these bandits who are difficult, but it wasn't that they were difficult people, but they simply didn't have Torah knowledge. But they acknowledged the greatness of Rabbi Zeira. That's different than the Dor HaMidbar. That they didn't acknowledge or at least some of them didn't acknowledge the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. But here with these biryonim, that they recognize Rabbi Zeira, the greatness of Rabbi Zeira, Elashaya Yitzram Tokva, but simply their Yetzer Haras were in control of them. That's indeed what, it's not that they were stubborn people, stuck in their ways, but simply that they were, Yetzer Hara had more control over them. When Rabbi Zeira passed away, they were able to get back on track. They were inspired to be Chozer B'tshuva. So if we have a comparison between these character traits, on the one hand, we have people who are knowledgeable, but they are stubborn and they don't listen and they don't acknowledge the greatness of their leader. On the one hand, that's not going to lead to well, especially after the person passes away, after Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, they are not going to improve. It's going to go in the opposite direction, as opposed to what Rabbi Zeira was dealing with, people who are not knowledgeable, but they look up to, acknowledge the greatness of their leader, but they're simply stuck in their ways, not because of their deos, their stubbornness and opinions, but because they're following the Yetzer Hara. They were in it for enjoyment of life and physical enjoyment of life. But people like that, when they see the importance of life and they see the change that they have to make, when Rabbi Zeira passed away, they said, we have no choice. We need to get ourselves back on track. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Talmud Dasa, compare these character traits. Stubbornness is much worse, because those people that Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with, they're not able to get on track. When he passes away, it's going to get worse. With Rabbi Zeira, when we're dealing with people, even though they're less knowledgeable, but they're not stubborn. They're simply following the enjoyment of life, but indeed those are people, especially when Rabbi Zerah passed away, that they are going to be able to get themselves back on track to do tshuva and get refocused on what's really more important and significant in life. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.